Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Nowadays, everybody's got to go to shrinks and counselors and talk about their problems. I had a semester and a half of college, so I understand Freud.
Time to work out your problems.
Oh, man, homie.
Which therapist you need?
My mind is playing tricks on me.
888-429-0941. Therapy Thursday.
Did you go to Hollywood Upstairs Medical College, too?
Which therapist you need? Therapy Thursday. Now on Wild 94.1.
I understand therapy.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
All right, it's Therapy Thursday, where we help the masses with our massive brains. We talk it out. We give you Dr. Davi. We give you Meredith MD and Orlando BGYN. Your therapists are in the building. If you got a question, feel free. Direct it to one of us and get a 60-second session, or you can give it to all of us and we can all give our opinions on it. All right. What do we have on our question list so far?
We have one that came in. This one's for the room. It says, my 17-year-old is out of control. Drinking, skipping school, talking back. I feel like we've tried everything and nothing has worked. I feel like I'm failing as a parent. I don't know what else to do.
That's so tough.
You're not failing if you're there, because a lot of people check out and then they don't really stick around for the hard part. So if you're there trying to figure it out, you're definitely not a failure. So that should be celebrated.
And it's very common as well. I mean, do you remember growing up and anything your parents say, it's like, it doesn't matter. You know, you're being a rebel at that point. They want to experience life. They think they're an adult.
Yeah. And on the other part of it is the transition from being the cool parent, the parent that had a great communication with them, and they start to kind of drift away. It challenges the relationship, but staying engaged and trying to figure it out shows that you don't just set them aside and put them away. So that kind of determination to figure it out means a lot more than you think it means. You might feel like you're fading, but you're failing, but you're not failing.
Staying there, keep going. It's going to be hard, but one day they're going to look back on it. It may not be down the road like 10 years. It could be 5 years from now, and they're like, wow, I really treated you wrong. Or also, you could go do some family therapy, because maybe having somebody you don't know and that's not related to you explain what's going on with the kid and you could really help.
I will tell you that if you prepare for their crash and burn moment, that might help too.
Okay.
Because when they do crash and burn and then you go in and swoop in and save them like every other parent does, that's where you explain, listen, I'm your friend.
Yeah.
I'm somebody that you want on your team. And this situation right here kind of shows that even though you've been kind of a douche, I'm still here for you. So I'm riding for you while the other people don't. We should probably take this as a teachable moment and let them figure that out from there.
That's
tough. It kind of works out.
Solid advice.
All right, let's see here. We got for the room, doctors. I've tried to be the girl who goes to the strip club with my man because he loves to watch me get lap dances.
Okay.
I hate it. I hate it so much. It gets him going, which I like. But I try it, but is it healthy to do something that you vehemently hate, even though it's for somebody else's enjoyment? Is it healthy?
No,
is the question.
I don't think. Now, there's always compromises in relationships, but you shouldn't make a compromise over something you vehemently hate.
You can't stand.
You kind of do.
Hate?
It's called sacrifice.
We all do things in relationships.
There's a lot of people out there that got something on their list that they would never, ever do. But because their partner likes it, they stomach it.
I think there are a group. There's things that you can compromise and sacrifice. But if you feel that passionate, vehemently hate it, I think that's part of boundaries. There's boundaries in relationships.
Is there anything you've done that you absolutely hate because your girl likes it?
I give up a lot of Sundays.
Okay.
I look forward to Sundays a lot. It's the day off,
and
like
sacrifice.
Most people. And she wants to go and like be up and down, out. I want to watch the games. I want to be at the house.
That's a sacrifice.
Just relaxing.
Right there. And you kind of hate it.
Yeah.
Kind of hate it.
Right. But you do it.
But you do it because you love her.
Meredith.
Constantly watching or going to sporting events all the time. And I like sporting events, but I'm not obsessed with it, and I definitely don't like it. But that is in my relationship, it's a huge sacrifice, but it also makes that person happy. And it's all the time, 24/7, sports is on TV, or we're at a sporting event.
Y'all know we've talked about, you know, how we do the mattress mambo every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
And I've told y'all I don't like feet up in my region.
Yeah.
Like, if your feet swing past me, I'm like, y'all, like, we might need to stop. Like, you know, because, I mean, like, we getting a little
too much.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Too much. But there was somebody I dated who liked their feet, like, kissed and nibbled on their thing. And I wanted to throw up.
Oh, every time, my gosh.
Every time that I did it, I wanted to literally
puke.
Chuck.
He was
right
sucking
there.
On toes.
Oh, yeah.
Which toe was your go-to?
Oh, man. Between the big toe and the second toe was like right up in there.
You was getting in between toes?
I had to because she was audibly like let you know, oh, my God, it was so.
You're working up to it.
I'm like, and I'm like, I want to throw up on an ankle. I swear to God, I'm going to throw up on an ankle. But I did it. And honestly, when we broke up, it was the best thing ever because I felt like, wow, I don't have to do that anymore.
Did you start with like the little piggies?
I was down at the little ones because I felt like they was a little bit less cumbersome. But yeah, them little nubbins, they fight back too. All right, just to let you know, it's sacrifice, baby. Do what you got to do to make your man happy. Don't play yourself, but do realize that we all fall short of happiness for our other partners.
Sacrifice.
It happens. We got more coming up. 888-429-0941. Therapy Thursday's here. Meredith, you have been told that you are funny, Meredith. Sweet Meredith.
Sweet, sweet.
You better give a shout out to Jacob Two-Time.
Thank you so much, Jacob. I appreciate it.
Jacob out there showing you mad love on the text right now, Meredith. Sweet Meredith.
I get called Sweet Sweet Meredith.
Sweet Meredith. All right, let's see. We got some calls.
We do.
And let's see, one or two. Which one are we going to?
Whichever one. Number one.
Juana is on the phone. How you doing this morning?
How you doing? Good morning.
Pretty good. We want to answer your question. You got Dr. Davi right there. What you want to ask him?
Okay, I have to give you a little bit of the story first.
Okay.
Last year, I met this guy, and 2 months after I met him, I wound up getting pregnant.
Ooh.
Now, about a month after that, we wound up...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Breaking up. And he started dealing with another chick. Mm. He's been with her now till this year right here. In between, I had my baby. We'd have messed around a couple times. And we got into a huge fight where his girlfriend wound up pulling a taser out on me.
Damn.
So I just left him alone. Yeah, I just left him alone.
Okay, that's smart.
Okay. So last week, they want to put him on child support and want to make him pay $1,000 a month. So now my question is, do I let him see his child now that he has to pay so much child support a month? Or do I just cut ties and leave him alone?
Yes.
Well, wait. What? Do you let him? Of course you got to let him.
I feel like because it's a lot of problems. It's always time I turn around, it's me and the girl fighting, arguing, and it's just a lot of issues where he don't never stop the issue. I don't feel like he protects his child. Mm.
So you don't think he's a good, competent father?
I don't think my daughter is safe without me being around the situation, but it's hard for me to be around him because we always either fighting or doing things we shouldn't be doing.
That's tough.
Ooh. Do you let him see? Yes, I think your baby father has a right to see his child.
Maybe supervised.
Supervised. There's definitely options out there. If you don't feel like he's trustworthy, or if your daughter's not, or your kid's not safe with him, that's a whole different issue. But I think there's supervised situations that you could do. What I wanted to say is, but one thing you can't do is you can't let your personal feelings. I understand the taser, and that's kind of wild.
Crazy girlfriend.
But you can't let the personal feelings that you and him may have affect his relationship with his child. If he's trying to do right by his kid, and he's paying on time and doing what he's supposed to, absolutely. I think he definitely deserves to see his kid.
Yeah, you and him don't like each other, but him and the kid are fine.
Mm. And no more circle backs either. You did say y'all have messed around a few times
forth.
In the past. You got to stop that because that's not helping the situation at all either.
Yeah, it's tugging on your heart. You involved in something, and she knows y'all involved in something, so it's messy. So that's why she had the taser out. She ain't really not like you. She just don't like you sleeping with a man.
Yeah, but I mean, that's my child's father. You know what I'm saying? That's what I feel
but
like.
But he ain't your man. He's not your man anymore, though.
You're right.
Like, the job description has changed. He's been promoted now. He was hooking up with you. Now he's promoted to your baby father, but y'all not hooking up anymore. So you got to allow him to work in the new office. You understand?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Yeah, I got it.
All right, see there. We helping folks one.
Do you think
time.
They're really going to continue to see each
Hell
other?
Hell yeah, she is. She going to take it as a challenge and hook up with him soon. Amber's on the phone. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. You have a question.
I do. My husband and I just recently got engaged, I would say about 6 months or so.
Okay, congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you. He really is amazing. However, we've had a lot of problems pop up, like deaths in the family, jobs and all that. And just recently, I would say for about a month now, his hair has been steadily falling out. And it's causing a lot of risk in our marriage. And it's I'm trying to be as supportive as possible. Obviously, there's nothing I can do, and I know that. But what do I do?
Wait, so you want to know what do you do? Because you got all of this heartache and stuff going on with him losing hair and losing family members. But I don't understand. It sounds like, are you not happy? How about that? Let's start with that.
I am happy.
You are happy because you said he's a good man. Yeah.
How did him losing his hair cause an immediate riff in the relationship?
Because he loves his hair. He has very long hair. It looks like Jesus. It just goes down.
Okay. But so it's a vanity thing. So he's feeling challenged because he's losing his part.
That's
okay.
Tough, though.
But there's probably some, like, is there a medical thing going on? If all of a sudden, like, baldness is usually like a slow creeping, like something that happens
well,
over
it's genetic,
a long time.
And it can happen within a couple of years.
But it sounds like it's all of a sudden too. Just falling out.
It depends on the age and testosterone level. And yes, it can happen all of a sudden.
But here's what my thing is, though. You say he's a good person and you say he's a good, like, good man and you love him and all this stuff. So now all this other stuff is water under the bridge. That's why I asked if you're happy. Because if you're not happy, you'll find the smallest irrelevant thing and make it part of the problem if you're not happy. Okay. But if you are happy and you are with somebody who you think is worthwhile, then he could lose every stitch of his hair and it should be fine. He could be going through all kind of family members that he's losing, and you're there as a support system. So it shouldn't be challenging your relationship.
Yeah.
It's his identity, though, it sounds like.
Yeah, and that's the hardest part is I don't know how to help him feel better when he feels terrible.
I think if you love on him like you've always loved on him and that doesn't waver, then a person can realize that while it's different and it's not his vanity point of having, you know, the whole, you know, Jesus locks or whatever, but if he still got that love coming in, then it helps soften the blow. If you get tense and back up, then he's going to say, it's because I don't have my lockly locks.
Well, reassure him. Make him feel confident. Even if he loses his hair, it doesn't matter. Exactly what Orlando said. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it's the two of you against the world. And so what? You're going to be pregnant one day, potentially, and gain weight and lose weight and all this stuff. And what, he's going to leave you? Is he going to look at you differently? Not necessarily. I would hope not.
Kiss him on his bald spot.
Smack him on the booty and say, I love your bald ass. I love your bald ass. Somebody did say out of the 727, tell her to call Men MD. We will get her with a urologist, and that can help the situation.
Yeah, so, get him checked out. He can go to the doctor.
So that's a possibility, too. I can't endorse it because I don't, you know, my hair is good.
Right.
Yeah, but have him cut his hair, somebody said, and then kiss his bald head and enjoy. But give him a lot of love, okay?
He's not cutting his hair right now.
Yeah, well, don't be holding on to the mullet. Too long. All right, there we go. All right, sweetie, appreciate it. All right, we got we're wrapping for you. Got another one.
We have another one. Do we have time?
Right, squeeze one more in.
Doctors, I have been in a 6-year relationship. We have been happy, but I don't feel like we're growing anymore like we did in the past few years. Recently, I met someone, and I really like the new guy, but I'm not sure what I'm doing anymore.
Grass is always greener, my friend. I'm sure all of us can speak to this. It's always nice, and it looks all shiny new. But trust me, there are times in a relationship where things aren't going to be all perfect and shiny, and things are, you know, you're going to have a rough patch, or you don't have anything else to celebrate at that moment. So it's either you want to be in a committed relationship or you want to be single. You have to pick one.
You met somebody else, and it's just like when you see some other job that's posted up, and you're like, man, that's going to be great.
Yeah.
And you move to that other job, and you got 2 weeks of just honeymoon where you're like, man, this is awesome. It's much better than my old place. Mm. And then somebody who brings cabbage to work for lunch or something. Just ruins your time. And then you start realizing that the grass wasn't greener. So be happy with what you got unless you're done with it and then move on. But don't be like straddling the fence.
No.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah. Sometimes the grass is greener. I will say that.
Stop it.
Sometimes you met a new person for a reason.
You just totally took away everything that we did.
I'm just giving y'all the other perspective. Sometimes you could have met number two, but whatever you do, you can't have both of them. You got to pick. You can't have one, and you can't eat your cake and have it too. So you either got to let go of the new guy, which you're wrong for having catching feelings for a new guy, but he might be the one.
Okay.
The six-year guy could be not the
when
best person for
you. When is that ever a romantic comedy?
That time might have run its course. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But you can't have both of them.
You can't have both of them.
Can't have both.
The grass is greener where you water it.
Okay.
But they've been watering it.
They're watering it for 6 years.
Yeah, and it's dying.
And that's mud.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't want that.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.